What's going on, y'all?
Welcome back to another episode of Wedding Day Match. We have a very exciting episode today featuring three fabulous vendors, and if that's not enough, we're going old Hollywood with your wedding hair, makeup, and jewelry. First, advice from Casey Falling with Charleston's Lashes and Lace on how to achieve the soft glam hair and makeup look for an old Hollywood-inspired wedding. Then, if that's not enough, how to get an Audrey Hepburn-inspired wedding day look thanks to advice from Elaine Curtis, founder of Make Me Fabulous Salon and Spa in New York. And of course, no old Hollywood look would be complete without jewelry inspired by Marilyn Monroe's style. After all, who said it better than the icon when she said diamonds are a girl's best friend? And for the jewelry inspiration, of course we turn to none other than Lisa Robin Jewelry for her expert advice. Did I mention how great this episode was going to be? You can thank us later, but for now, let's jump right in. So of course you're interested in that old Hollywood soft glam look for your hair and makeup and need to channel your inner glam goddess. Well, you're in luck because it's certainly on trend and has made, as Casey notes, a swift and prominent comeback in the bridal beauty industry. The most recent wedding season has shown just how popular vintage looks, like those inspired by old Hollywood, have become again. In fact, Casey tells us, she has seen a huge upward trend in down styles. She's frequently requested to give her clients soft waves all flowing in the same direction, with one side of the hair tucked tightly behind the ear, with the other given a voluminous bang. Finger wave patterns have returned, and another option is a sleek part, typically down the middle, tucked behind both ears, followed by soft S waves. While a lot of her brides have requested the same look, they change it up with their varying hair accessories and veils. Hair accessories and veils are indeed one way to make a statement and set yourself apart from the trend, mostly because of how playful they can be. Casey suggests hair combs, clips, and veils of all shapes and sizes can be used to dress up a simple, sultry wave. Her favorite lately for vintage down styles is a classic, simple headband. But that's not all. There's also the classic birdcage veil that sweeps over the brow, which has also made a comeback, according to Casey. At the salon, she notes they've also had a lot of brides who wear just a veil for the ceremony and then switch over to a fun headpiece for the reception. It's a fun quick change option without the cost of a second dress. But it's not just about the hair, as you well know. It's also about the makeup. And while we're going to talk Audrey Hepburn inspiration in a bit, there are so many more possibilities. At her salon, Casey has seen brides opting for a clean look with light, wispy false lashes, a vintage-inspired wing liner, but with a shadow base for softness and a cool-toned contour. Unlike traditional vintage styles, she explains, her brides are currently opting for more of a natural lip to make their eyes and hair the primary focus. A variety of color palettes can be used to achieve a vintage-inspired look, as every skin tone will require a varying tone of concealer or base for optimal results. The focus is to keep the coloring clean and neutral, leaning away from bold, dominant colors. A soft beige on the lid, for example, would work best for this look to ensure the lashes and soft liner are primary focal points. Soft contour in a cool tone is also going to be better suited versus a bright blush for this look, Casey tells us. And so if you're a bride inspired by this look but have visions of getting that specific Audrey Hepburn look, then you're in luck. Sure, growing up in what we call today the old Hollywood era, Audrey Hepburn knew a thing or two about style. She had a flair that was all her own. She was, in a word, elegant. So it'd be no surprise if you want to look inspired by the icon herself for your wedding day. To dish on this, Elaine Curtis, founder of Make Me Fabulous Salon and Spa, shares the advice she honed from working on an Audrey Hepburn-inspired photo shoot. Let's start with the most infamous look, Hepburn and Breakfast at Tiffany's. It'd be little wonder if you want hair reminiscent of hers from the classic movie. Elaine tells us that for the shoot she worked on, they were also going for that look, and to get it, they actually studied images and videos of the actress for over a year to prepare. At the end of the day, her recommendation is a high French twist. And for the Hepburn-styled bangs, Elaine tells us that she incorporated two sets of clip-in bangs for a fuller bang with a more modern length. Meanwhile, wanting to capture Hepburn's makeup, Elaine suggests that you might want a modern timeless feel, as she did for her shoot. To recreate Hepburn's makeup, she practiced and tested the eyebrows a bunch of times to get the shape and strength accurate. It was all about the winged eyeliner, and yet minimal liner was used under the bottom lash line with a matte shadow. And in terms of the lips, the creative team for the shoot found that Hepburn wore classic warm reds and wine shades with a soft matte texture. But of course, that's not all. There's one more icon that can inspire your look. Marilyn Monroe inspired jewelry. And this all comes to us from industry expert Lisa Robin of Lisa Robin Jewelry. So if you're visualizing a blonde bombshell dripping in diamonds, look for your wedding day, Marilyn Monroe's on-screen persona is certainly one to emulate. Or you could be thinking Monroe's off-screen minimalist style is more you. Either way, Lisa points out, you will be on target with classic jewelry with a mid-century vibe. And platinum was the metal of choice in the 50s, but you can consider 14-karat white gold for a durable alternative. So let's start with the engagement ring. Again, you're going to want an elegant piece in white gold or platinum. Two popular cut options are a pear or an emerald cut. But that doesn't mean that a lovely solitaire engagement ring with a tapered band won't do the trick. In fact, Lisa explains something as elegant yet simple could speak to the clean lines of the 50s and Monroe's minimalist style. But what about the wedding band, you may be wondering? Well, we know that Joe DiMaggio and Monroe had a civil ceremony without much time for planning, but he gifted her one of most famous jewels, a classic baguette-cut diamond eternity band. As inspiration, Lisa suggests you look to an updated version of a baguette-cut diamond eternity band or a bold emerald-cut nine-stone ring in platinum or white gold. Now on to the earrings. It's true, Monroe was often seen in chandelier earrings. So while diamonds are a girl's best friend, Lisa notes sapphires can complete your look and make a gorgeous statement, bringing color to your look. Perhaps they can even be your something blue. For necklace considerations, Monroe often wore bold costume jewelry rather than precious gemstones. And today's bride may want a more petite necklace. So Lisa suggests a pear is the ultimate shape for a pendant because it is so flattering to the neckline. And finally, Lisa explains, Monroe's minimalist style and her three low-key ceremonies indicate she might go without a headpiece. But she wore a simple veil at her first and third weddings. A modern-day bride might consider repurposing a simple diamond brooch or necklace to bring glamour to an updo. In all, Lisa says, white metals, rectangular or pear shapes with minimalist lines will be what you will look for to channel the glamour of Marilyn Monroe on your special day. And I think that about covers it. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode of Wedding Day Match. And if you did, please give us 5 stars, leave us a review, and make sure you're subscribed. And thank you so much for tuning in. If you want more fashion, beauty, or planning tips and advice, make sure to go to WeddingDayMatch.com, where we have more expert advice, real wedding stories, and our magazine, Celebrate Weddings. Don't forget to tune in to our next episode next Tuesday. Kisses and talk soon.